Hello, you're listening to the This Is The Way Phase 4 podcast, and I'm your host, Steve Lascalzo. Today's discussion is all about the official trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home from Marvel Studios. The trailer was released on Tuesday, November 16th, and the movie comes out exclusively in theaters on December 17th, 2021. If you have not seen the trailer yet, it's recommended you stop the podcast now until you have. If you don't want to hear speculation and description of trailers, well, this podcast is not for you. Consider this your final warning.
Brace yourselves, you might want to sit out.
I'm This Is The Way Phase 4's Steve Lascalzo, and I'd like to tell you about Cufflinks.com. You've looked all over the multiverse for a gift that will make that Marvel fan in your life look snappier than Thanos. You're looking in the wrong place. It's not in Odin's vault. The collector doesn't have what you need. Visit Cufflinks.com. There you'll find a small, family-run business with over 3,000 accessories available from the biggest brands and fandoms. Cufflinks, yes, of course, but you can find ties, tie bars, lapel pins, shirt studs, socks, and much, much more. The Marvel offerings will amaze you. Iron Man, Captain America, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Black Panther, Deadpool, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, Thor, Spider-Man, X-Men. You can choose bright, colorful accessories or wear something so subtle, even Hawkeye would have to look twice to notice. You don't have to have a need for cufflinks to appreciate the quality, and you just might find yourself considering a bow tie or deciding between gift sets when you see those Thanos Infinity Gauntlets or Captain America shields. There's more than Marvel, too. DC, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Star Trek, sports leagues like MLB, NFL, NHL, and collegiate offerings, and of course, Star Wars. In fact, just like our Star Wars theme podcast, we can offer you 15% off your purchase when you enter THEWAY15 in the coupon code box at checkout. Do you need something to dazzle a Shostakov, Vostokov, Romanov, or Belova? Do you need another high-quality accessory to take the focus off your 10 rings of power? Do you want to look marvelous while wearing Marvel? Well, Cufflinks.com has you covered no matter which universe you call home. Check out Cufflinks.com today.
But that's not all, folks. Here's the real blockbuster.
Our last several podcasts on the Disney Plus show, What If?, revealed our October giveaway. It's with the sponsor you should have just heard about, Cufflinks.com. Now, I had hoped we would announce today a recipient of the wonderful sock set you may have seen posted to our Instagram, at TheWayPhase4. I'm making the difficult decision to roll over our giveaway into one large giveaway for the month of November, with one person taking both of the items in a December announcement. Now, my plan is to make that announcement sometime during our Hawkeye coverage, which starts at the end of this month. But I do want to have a winner and mail off the giveaway items before Christmas so they get to our winner before the holiday, so you know they can be given as gifts if the winner so chooses. I'll have an end date for entries in the near future, but for now, complete entries for the October giveaway are considered valid for November's giveaway. You don't have to enter again. And that giveaway is going to go on as scheduled, even if I have just one valid entry. So please, enter now.
What the?
Our Star Wars theme podcast just announced an October prize, and we are running another giveaway there for November, so you can enter that giveaway as well. Visit This Is The Way podcast social media for information, but I'll tell you, the entry process is almost the same. If you just want to be part of this podcast and make your opinions known, you can do that too. Send us email and our podcast address, thisistheway4@gmail.com. Interact with us on Instagram or Twitter, @thewayphase4, or visit us on Facebook @thewayphase4.
Spider-Man's name is Peter Parker.
What the...
If you've listened to any of my coverage for WandaVision, Loki, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you've probably heard me reference some of the YouTube channels that I visit. I watch a lot of Marvel movies and shows, and there are a couple of places that do terrific jobs of speculating on what we're going to see next. Over the past few months, they've dissected the footage we've already seen from Spider-Man No Way Home, and they've talked a little about the leaks, at least. And right after I saw this trailer online, I checked to see if Ryan Arriet's Green Crush and Eric Voss of New Rockstars posted videos breaking down what I just saw. I was busy working on an episode of my Star Wars podcast yesterday So I didn't see there was a trailer until early this morning, and that means they already had them posted by the time I saw the trailer. I can't wait to watch Ryan Airy's video that's already available, and Eric Voss has a reaction video, and I'm sure we'll have a breakdown sometime today, maybe even by the time this episode of mine gets posted. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I do not watch videos from those other sources like this until after I finish recording my own, just because I don't want to pass off someone else's ideas as my own. That's why I've waited until this official trailer to post a podcast, since I have not waited to watch the speculation on the teaser trailer. Now that I'm getting my own chance to comment, my first overall impression is that something feels off.
How was I supposed to know that the whole thing was fake? I mean, that was all very, very convincing. You know, the performances, the illusion, that costume, the craftsmanship.
Doctor Strange seems different to me. I've watched the trailer a couple of times, but having recently watched Doctor Strange in Infinity Wars, I would not be surprised if this is not actually Stephen Strange that we're seeing. I know he's doing magic, and it's probably unlikely that it's a Skrull, but since there is a post-credit reveal at the end of Far From Home, which reveals Nick Fury and Maria Hill are Skrulls, I can't help but feel like Strange has somehow been replaced, or at the very least, what we're actually seeing is maybe an alternate universe and not the actual Avengers universe Stephen Strange. I admit, events are similar, right? I mean, he still goes through what he did with Mysterio. I feel like we as the audience are going to need an explanation, though. Unless I'm just reading into things and this is how they want Stephen Strange to act in the way forward. The teaser trailer presented a much more true-to-character version of him, in my opinion, though I still can't understand how, after all he's been through, how he'd allow Peter to both talk him into using a dangerous spell and then also distracting him during the performance of it.
Well, my Aunt May should really
stop talking.
So at the beginning of the trailer, we're seeing fallout from what was the post-credit scene with J. Jonah Jameson revealing Peter Parker is the secret identity of Spider-Man back in Far From Home. Peter's talking to Mary Jane on the phone, lamenting how he's only felt normal with her in the last couple weeks since the reveal. But this is a couple that is swinging from webs high above Manhattan streets and even on top of the Queensboro Bridge, something we saw part of in the teaser. So, that's not very normal to me. I guess it is to him. I like the duality image on the screens in Times Square. Half Peter, half Spidey. We also saw that in the teaser. I like the dip into the subways, which made me think of Spider-Man 2 and the scene where Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man has his mask off, but then he saves the subway car full of people, and then they put his mask back on and tell him that they would keep a secret. That scene was one of my absolute favorites of that movie.
We won't tell nobody.
After the Marvel slate, we see Peter approaching the New York Sanctum Sanctorum and the door opens to a snow-covered interior. We saw that before inside the teaser. And that was where Wong told Strange not to use the spell, and then he goes on vacation. It still doesn't feel right to me, but we don't see Wong this time. Strange doesn't seem too different in character here in the official trailer, but he does seem to have done something out of character. He chastises Parker for botching the spell, which, until we learn just how the spell works, we can't argue about that. We see the spell going wrong over voiceover from Strange saying they're receiving visitors. We see footage we've already seen from the teaser with Green Goblin blowing up cars on a bridge. This time we actually see him emerge from a cloud of smoke. Electro makes an appearance against a black-suited Spider-Man at night. Then Doc Ock, already revealed in the teaser, he's shown. This time he catches up to the current Peter Parker, Tom Holland. He catches him with his metal arms, pins him against an overpass column, holds him upside down. Not to give him an MJ kiss in the rain, he's going to smash him, but Peter's mask is removed, and Otto does not recognize him as his Peter Parker. This is interesting, because the point of the spell that got botched was so that people don't recognize him, right? So is this a spell thing, or more plainly for us, just a nod to the alternate universe identity? You know, the difference between Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire. In the next scene, we see Mary Jane, Ned, Peter, and Otto Octavius in seemingly all in the same place. I think it's odd that he's so far removed from them, though. It's not a split screen. He seems to be at one end of the room. They seem to be in the middle, maybe of the basement of the Sanctum Sanctorum. And he actually seems like he's confined to that room. Maybe with spells. Maybe there's also something we're not seeing yet here in the trailer, like a barrier, something CG'd. Maybe it's just like the Hulk containment room. And it does sort of resemble that in a way. You know, if you go back and look, the circular nature of that room. The joke in the scene is about his name, and to me, it pales in comparison to the time Peter and Steven first met in a trailer for Infinity Wars, where there's that introduction about real names or superhero names. Here, it feels a little more flat. The next scene is of Lady Liberty getting an upgrade from her torch to a Captain America shield, and what seems to me to be an electro storm in the clouds above it. The next scene is of Spider-Man swinging among power lines, then of the black suit Spider-Man activating a spell ring with his uniform, like on his wrist, and then Electro is in blue behind him, drawing yellow power, I guess from a power line, while Strange is talking about sending the visitors back. Then we see him in the Frosty Sanctum again. This time, MJ and Ned are alongside Peter. And Strange says something that just feels way out of character. And this is where I was just like, come on.
Scooby-Doo this crap.
MJ asking him to say please isn't funny to me either, but maybe that's because I think Zendaya just isn't very good. When the trailer tries to recover from the awkward scene, it has a fight with Electro, probably Sandman, with Octavius voicing it over, saying to Peter, he's trying to fly into the darkness to fight ghosts. And it's explained by Strange to me that the visitors all die at Peter's hand in their other universes. I think we also get a shot of J. Jonah Jameson out in the field. And I think this is the Far From Home version. But, you know, with visitors coming, who can say? It seems that this is before Strange will use a box to send Octavius back to his death. But Peter grabs it with his web. And then we see him trying to get away, Strange pulling him back and knocking his astral projection from his body. We saw that in the teaser trailer. Peter tells Strange there has to be another way. Strange claims there isn't. We then hear Jamie Foxx as Electro and see him clearly, but when he says, "You'll never take this away from me," it appears he uses his powers against Doc Ock, not Peter. So maybe Otto Octavius has a good guy turn in this film. Then we see Peter on the Statue of Liberty with the box. Electro is in the background, and Peter dives off with the box. It doesn't seem like a Tom Holland move to me. The flip kind of seems more like an Andrew Garfield one. Teaser trailer footage again with the Inception movie, or maybe the first Doctor Strange movie, the world folding trick that they do with CG. And then we hear more than just Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin laugh this time. He says something. He says, "Peter's trying to have it all, while the world tries to make him choose." We see Spider-Man, we see a shot of the Green Goblin, and then we see a shot of someone on a glider without the Willem Dafoe Green Goblin mask. It's more like a hood. And there appear to be drones following him. Peter kisses MJ in the sun. Happy Hogan's in a car surrounded by SWAT after the Electro fight, I think. And then Liberty Island has a blast of magical energy, similar to the spell that was going wrong at the Sanctum Sanctorum. This time, though, instead of being drawn back in, the power just emanates outward in those runic ring shapes. The next shot is on the scaffolding with Electro. Apparently, the lizard is there as well, and very clearly, the Sandman. Peter then makes an admission to MJ.
"This is all my fault. I can't save everyone."
Spider-Man leaps into action against those three villains, I guess, maybe more, and then the shield from the Statue of Liberty starts to come down. Ned and MJ, for some reason, are up on the scaffolding. I can only think that they were captured and brought up there. MJ starts to fall. Ned can't grab her. He barely hangs on to a pipe or a scaffolding pipe, you know, Remo Williams style. She's falling slow motion like Hans Gruber from the Nakatomi Plaza building. And the Tom Holland Peter Parker dives after her. At least, it's his face, right? He's diving in and we don't see his mask on. So his face, he's diving down, hands outstretched, and we don't see what happens. And again, anything in this trailer can be changed with CG, right? We get the title card slate. Scaffolding-less and shield-less Statue of Liberty is now the center of some purple energy, time stream-looking cracks in reality. And Strange says, they're starting to come through and he can't stop them. And the last shot is of him standing on top of the torch as the premiere date slate comes up.
They're starting to come through and I can't stop them.
December 17th, exclusively in movie theaters.
Now, in the trailer, the implication is obvious that the villains are coming in from prior movies and alternate realities. But I think it could be that the black suit Spider-Man we all see with Electro's appearance, you know, earlier in the trailer, it could also be an alternate universe Spider-Man. Maybe not Toby or Andrew Garfield. Maybe it could be Miles Morales or a future version of Spider-Man. I was thinking about it. We have the Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man versions all rumored to be part of the movie, okay? It's a rumor. It's not confirmed yet. It's still considered a rumor. We see in order, though, Green Goblin, Electro, then Doc Ock. That's two villains from Tobey's pictures and one from Andrew's. Later, we see Sandman from Tobey's third movie and Lizard from Andrew's first, putting it at 3-2. So maybe the other Goblin version is actually a different version of Harry, maybe the one from Drew's movie, to even them out. Remember, he's got that hood instead of a mask, it looks like. We don't see Rhino. We don't see Vulture. We never got to see Scorpion. He was revealed in the prison with Vulture at the end of Homecoming. I've heard that this is the last Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland, so if you're going to do it, you might as well do it now, right? I think it might be possible that we get more appearances from other characters, maybe even from alternate universes, not just the villains, but anywhere there's a CG version of Spider-Man in this teaser trailer, or this trailer, this official trailer, it could be a replacement for a different version, right? I'd imagine that we will soon get international trailers that might have alternate footage, but I'm going to go watch Screen Crush and New Rock Stars and find out what I missed, and hopefully it's not something big.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
Time to look at what we've already got and what's to come in Phase 4. Already available, and we've got podcasts on these, WandaVision, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, and What If. Those are all television shows, television series. Black Widow, and as of Disney Plus Day, November 12th, Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings are movies that are available now on Disney Plus. So, like Black Widow, Shang-Chi is now available without a premium charge as long as you have a Disney Plus subscription. Movies in theaters or recently in theaters that may or may not be part of the MCU, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is not part of the MCU from what I hear, but I do hear it's entertaining and that it has a post-credit scene that might indicate it does have a tie-in to Phase 4, or it might not, of course. It's not clear, and I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you for sure. And Eternals is in theaters right now, but we are not going to cover it. We're leaving it out of all of our coverage. Now, Hawkeye comes out later this month. It's a TV series around Thanksgiving. I think November 24th, we'll have two episodes. And Miss Marvel, another TV show, should be available next year. Both of those on Disney+. In theaters next, though, as you heard, No Way Home, December 17th. December 15th, I think, in the UK. Then in 2022 and beyond, MCU movies and the Into the Spider-Verse sequel are going to start to roll out. Morbius, said to be connected to the MCU, but I'm not sure, is January 17th, 2022, and that looks like it's on target. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, though, is delayed from March 25th, and I don't think there's something going to be replacing it on the schedule. It's going to be delayed to May 6th, 2022. That was the Thor Love and Thunder date. It's going to be delayed until July 8th, which was the Black Panther Wakanda Forever date. That is being moved from July 8th to November 11th. And then Captain Marvel 2, The Marvels, was scheduled for November 11th, 2022, but now has an unannounced early 2023 release. In there is supposed to be the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel, and that is a great, great movie, that first Spider-Verse. October 7th, 2022 is the sequel, and I'm not sure if they're going to try to tie that in to this whole multiverse thing that's happening, but they might. Anything's possible now that they're bringing the multiverse into the MCU. 2023 is going to see some big steps forward with movies and shows that have been on our radar for quite some time. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is going to be delayed from February 17th, 2023 to the late summer, July 28th, 2023. I guess that's midsummer still. It's almost August. Incidentally, Variety, the source for those changes, also mentioned Indiana Jones is going to be delayed almost a year from July 2022 to June 2023. And now that's not part of the MCU, but I just mentioned that there's a whole bunch of things for Lucasfilm, Marvel, Disney that are getting pushed back. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, May 5th, 2023. And remember, they're also producing a holiday special that should come out in December of 2022. Then there's Fantastic Four, Blade, Deadpool 3, Captain America 4. And July 28th, 2023 was going to be one of the dates, but now it's occupied by that Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania movie. And then there are two more movies that are still on the schedule, but we don't know what's going to go there. October 7th, 2023 and November 10th, 2023. But there's four movies and only three dates. And one of those dates is already taken. So there's a lot more news that we need to hear, but fortunately that's 2 years away. Then She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and Secret Invasion were all announced, and some of that we saw footage for on Disney Plus Day, November 12th, 2021. And then there's also Ironheart and Armor Wars and Wakanda TV shows that are all, they're all in various states of production. So there's a lot to come for us in Phase 4. What do you think? Email us at thisisthewayphase4@gmail.com or interact on Twitter at thewayphase4 or on Instagram at the same place and then on Facebook at /thewayphase4. Thanks for joining me today for This Is The Way Phase 4's look at the No Way Home official trailer. I'm Steve Lascalzo. Until next time, friends.